college football, because great college football coaches deserve every bit of the credit that they usually get. Fitz among them. But I think it's harder to build a great college basketball program and sustain it. And that's why I'm so impressed with Coach Chris Collins. He came in with a Northwestern program, which, you know, it's tough to recruit the smart kids to play great basketball. I mean, that's the bottom line. But he got a great group of student athletes, and the term actually applies at Northwestern, getting it done and potentially headed for their first tournament bid. And that's the other thing coaches love. Nobody loves it more than coaches when you get ahead of them. Like, you start talking about games that are a month and a half away. Coaches love that. As Coach Chris Collins joins us now. Very happy for you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Good morning. I tell you, you're a nice boss to allow Enid another week off. I mean, this guy, I mean, does he ever work? I mean, I'm starting to get worried about him.
I know. He loves doing the games. He just doesn't like me. It's really the difference. Hey, how psyched are you about this team?
It's been great. Just a really good group of guys. I had high hopes for these guys coming into this season. We had a really good off season. We started to get the experience that I feel you need to be successful at this level. We have a number of juniors, a couple seniors that have kind of been through some good times, a lot of down times, and I think they're just at a time now where they've gotten better. There's a nice little edge to them to be successful, and it's been really fun to be their coach. I've kind of just been along for the ride. It's been a really good group, and got a lot of ball left, so we got to stay focused and just keep pushing forward.
Chris, great crowd Sunday night, and I saw your comments.
Do you know him well enough to call him Chris?
Absolutely,
he does.
Chris shoot corner threes at the Multiplex back in the day when his dad was coach of the team and the Bulls were practicing there, Steve Cochran.
Don't
question my relationship with Coach Collins. Coach, let me go back there.
Yes.
So I just saw your comments about the sold-out Welsh Ryan Arena, and you imagined nights like this when you signed here to be Northwestern's head coach. And Cat fans like myself have dreamt of those days, too, where it's all purple in there and the arena's going crazy, and a guy like Gavin Skelly, who we didn't know then, gets a two-hand dunk off a beautiful feed from Brian McIntosh.
Man, do you need a cold shower?
It was unbelievable. Well, I did, and so did Dave Ennett, for that matter. I mean, we were hugging each other over there, having a great time. It was a great night. Just the atmosphere, though, Coach. Right? It's building.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like you said, when I first came into the building, actually the night before I was announced as the coach. Sometimes the coolest times is when you walk into arenas and there's no lights on and it's dark and you can kind of just let your mind wander. And, nights like Sunday night was what I envisioned, a great atmosphere, the crowd going crazy, us playing really well. And I've so badly wanted us. We've had a few the last couple years. We've had a few crowds and a few games that have kind of had that feel, and we just had never answered the bell and play to our potential on those nights. And anytime you get a crowd like that and people are excited about coming out, you want to play great so they have fun and they want to come back. So it was nice to have our team kind of respond to having the great crowd and the energy. And hopefully we'll continue to have that, because in the Big Ten, that's what we see on the road when we go to other places. And so to have our home court, be an advantage for us, and to see people rallying around this team, it was really fun to watch.
Young Mr. Hall got in, didn't he?
He did. He did. He even got a shot up, and it wasn't very close, but he got one up, and he's such a great sport. He's such a good guy, and a really good addition to the team in terms of what he brings. As you can imagine, he's got a nice sense of humor. I think it's in the genes, so yeah. It's been good to have him on the team.
His dad is Brad Hall, and his mom is Julia Louis Dreyfus. Didn't they both go to Northwestern? I know she did.
Yeah, both alums, and they're awesome. They, they're at a lot of our games, and you would never even know, the level of success they've had when they come. They're Charlie's parents, and to me, that's really cool. Growing up as someone who had a father who was in the public spotlight,
sure,
and well known, it's nice. My parents were always like that as well, so it's cool to see them at the game. They got their NU stuff on, and they're there as Charlie Hall's parents, and it's been cool to have them around.
Getting a date together for the show to make a game together as a unit has been difficult, but we will be at the Nebraska game next week.
That is great news. I know I've been on you for a long time about getting out, so I cannot wait to host you guys. We won't make you come out and shoot like we did last time. I know that was a big,
oh, I'm fine. It's rematch.
The ego.
No, it's rematch. Yeah, you just go drain them their half quarter and put me away.
I'm going to let you stay in your wheelhouse. I'm going to keep you in your lane.
What would that be, sitting?
is that the tricycle races at the half coach?
No, my sweet spot is sitting. Look at the way Cochran's sitting. The man knows what he's doing.
So it's going to be awesome to have you guys out. I hope we play well. Hope you guys have a great time, and it should be a fun night.
All right, but all the best. Congrats again.
All right. Great talking to you guys.
Continue the roll. Coach Chris Collins from your Northwestern Wildcats.